It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
This is a very Wisconsin-centric edition of Stuff You Need to Know.
It is.
Which is good. Harley-Davidson reported a first quarter profit of $25 million, down significantly from $133 million at this point last year. The motorcycle maker reported the results May 5th, along with a new strategy called Back to the Bricks, which it is hoping will change its fortunes for the year. Motorcycle sales did increase 14% in North America to 23,800 units. Overall, motorcycle shipments were down globally to roughly 37,000 motorcycles. In terms of motorcycle sales, the company saw an 8% increase globally. Their licensing did increase. The electric motorcycle, which seems to go against everything Harley was built on, right. But I know it's a sign of the times. LiveWire reported $5 million in revenue. That's up about $2 million from last year. So it's also reported an $18 million loss, which is also an improvement, which sounds weird. But that's an up from $20 million loss in the first quarter. So they sold more this year, but they lost a bunch. And the new CEO, Jonathan Root, said the global tariff environment continues to evolve. There are a number of factors at play in this space, including the potential for increased tariff recoveries, Root said. Company is expecting a first quarter to have the largest tariff impact at $45 million. As part of the new strategy, the company plans to lean heavily on its dealership network to enable dealers to double profitability in 2026, then double it again by 2029. However, much like the administration, they were not specific about how those goals are going to be accomplished. I mean, but they will be accomplished.
Let's be realistic. This was not unexpected. We actually talked about the potential for this a few weeks ago. They're not also going to be the only company that is probably going to see these types of losses based on the tariffs. None of this is surprising because the tariffs have wreaked havoc on manufacturing and the economy of the United States. None of this is surprising. But I do love that they're going to go with this back to the bricks strategy, which kind of sounds like they're going back to rethinking things, going back to a more simplified structure. I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We will see. What else do we need to know?
Well, it turns out that there's a salmonella outbreak across the state, and it's at this point sickened dozens of people. And it's not just in Wisconsin. It is across multiple states. But it does include this great state. It's been linked to backyard poultry, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Urban chicken farmers? That's what you're telling
right,
me?
That's right. That's right. So this salmonella cases have been reported in 13 states, with 34 people sickened by the bacteria, including 13 who were hospitalized. Now, no deaths have been reported. The illness has started between late February and late March. 5 cases have been reported in Wisconsin, according to the CDC. Public health officials have linked backyard poultry to this outbreak. Of the 29 people interviewed, 23 reported contact with backyard poultry, 14 people reported owning backyard poultry, and 13 had obtained the animals after January 1st. Now, it usually takes about 3 to 4 weeks to determine if a sick person is part of an outbreak, so some of these recent illnesses may not have been reported yet.
Oh, good.
CDC investigators in Ohio confirmed that backyard poultry had the same strain of salmonella as humans with confirmed cases. Even chickens or ducks that appear healthy can carry salmonella. Touching the birds or their environment and then touching your mouth, your food is a common way to transmit salmonella. Of course, some basic, just hygiene practices, always good if you don't want to catch salmonella, like washing your hands, maybe not eating or drinking after you work with birds. Those types. Don't snuggle your backyard poultry.
I said, don't kiss or snuggle backyard poultry. So remember that with your ducks that are nesting outside.
No.
We're
leaving them alone. But we're admiring from afar. Regardless of how transmission happens, people infected with salmonella can experience diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps. Those symptoms can start 6 hours or 6 days after swallowing the germs. Children under 5, adults over 65, and anybody with a weakened immune system may experience more severe symptoms like extreme diarrhea, vomiting while not keeping liquids down, as well as dehydration. So that's unfortunate. with your backyard flock. Look, I have friends who have chickens. I'm cool with that, but
they? This is strange. The house we moved into has a giant chicken coop.
Okay.
And I joked with my wife, should we start raising chickens?
Sure.
Somebody in the neighborhood raises chickens because I hear the roosters going in the morning and I hear the chickens clucking during the day. I don't. It seems like a very hipster move to me. I want to collect my own eggs.
My friends do it because of organic farming and because the cost of organic eggs. That's why they do their own.
Yeah. Is there that big a difference between organic eggs and regular eggs?
I don't know.
I don't know.
For my friends, it's how they're raised. The cageless versus the humanity. I don't know. I don't try to ask too many questions. I don't love birds, so I don't venture to their backyard when I go over there. Let me be real.
I know. Listen, we're going to, I don't want to get into how chickens are crowded into the things.
I think that's horrible.
Sure. Of course.
I mean,
eggs, they have to make the eggs. Nobody's forcing them to make eggs.
Right.
Chickens have to lay eggs. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, if you're living in an apartment building in downtown Madison, do you really need to be farming chickens in your backyard? It just seems it's like, ooh, look at how cool and special I am, and it's like, dude, you live two blocks from the grocery store. Wander down there and get some eggs. Nobody wants to hear your Farmer Jones, you and your overalls standing outside with your handlebar mustache.